Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about company updates.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And this idea that you should be updating people outside your company about your company on a regular basis. And we'll talk really quickly about kind of different levels of this, because I think this is becoming more and more popular and obvious, as well as, something to point out is that this isn't just for investors. And if you have investors, this is also for self-funded companies, and we'll talk through that. One of the reasons this is an important topic to me is two things. One, I used to listen to earnings calls and read the transcripts and learn a lot about companies and public companies. Also S1s at one point in my life, just to learn about how they thought about themselves and also learn how to like communicate about your company to the outside world. I just had a lot of curiosity. The second way I learned it is when I got funded for my company, I needed to figure out how to do good company updates and all that. And what I'm realizing now is that in today's world, there are a lot of people to meet or talk to or hang out with that could give you feedback on your company. And so putting them, obviously with their permission or, you know, knowing that they'd be cool with it on a list so that you are updating on a monthly, even if they aren't like official equity holders or advisors to you, can be really valuable. So I just wanted to talk about that because I'm seeing this trend. And so I think it's good for all of us.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that when you think about like investor updates or sending regular company updates, that it can feel like a chore from a founder's perspective, like, oh my God, I have to write this update and tell everybody how things are going. When you have investors, you're kind of forced to it. And oftentimes companies will do, I mean, there's probably still ranges from terrible job to exceptionally good job at it. And we will digest a little bit, or we'll go into the detail of what makes a good update and how to think about that. But companies that don't have investors and don't have kind of a forcing function for giving, you know, regular updates to stakeholders, usually they don't, right? Because they don't. There's no external pressure to do so. And company, like what I've seen is that it takes a high degree of discipline to do it when you're not forced to, right? But that discipline is really, really healthy. I remember for us, we never had to send updates to our investors. We never did regular updates to investors, even when we raised money from investors, kind of during the seed round. But we had one person, Paul Graham, PG from Y Combinator, that we would send an update, you know, every week with our growth number. Like we had the most important KPI, we just sent every week an email updating him on that one KPI. And we did this for, I don't know, I want to say like 9 months or something, 6 to 9 months, or a really fucking long time. And once in a while, when the number was consistently good, he would write back and give a little comment. And once in a while, when the number was consistently bad, he would write a little comment and ask some questions like, what's going on, dude? What is this? Why has it been going bad the last 4 months or the last 4 weeks? Or, guys, you're crushing it. This is the last 3 months I just calculated. You had this amount of growth. Awesome. Just keep doing this and you'll crush it. Like he would just give a little bit of comments. And once in a while, we'd just have the number and a little question to him or something we're struggling with. It was probably the shortest investor updates of all times, which is like a number. Like this week, we grew X%. And then once in a while, one more sentence, like a question. We have this problem, how to deal with this? ? And we did this very consistently on a weekly basis, though. That's the crazy thing, not on a monthly basis, which is probably the usual cadence. But even that, after the company became more established, and after we kind of outgrew the early pre-product market fit stage in the first, 6 to 9 months, we stopped sending those updates eventually. And today, this is something I've been thinking about for the last few weeks. So it's always fascinating to see you suggest this topic today, because it's been on my mind a little bit in the background, is thinking about doing this again, starting this again voluntarily with a few people that we trust and that we admire and that can give us really great advice, just to have the discipline of reporting to somebody else what's going on and learning and getting feedback and getting advice and getting somebody to point to the blind spots we might have. Because right now, for the past few years, we've only, you know, the only updates we do is within the company and within kind of the founding team, but we don't send any updates to anybody else externally.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think it might be an end of the year thing too. You're thinking about how to get better or what you want to change. And Marie and I actually came up with the idea for ourselves a few weeks ago when we were thinking, we're like, well, there's a lot of people we know, including yourself, Steph, that we'd love to share, you know, updates for at least one of five of our businesses or more products. And we'd love their input on a regular basis. And, you know, I used to do company updates. I also get a lot of company updates from people who I don't have any equity ownership or any like, you know, relationship with on a professional level. And they send me their company investor updates or whatever, just because I'm always open to it. One, obviously seeing how other businesses work is always learnings. And two, they tend to find my advice valuable when I do give it. So I think we were both thinking about kind of the same thing, maybe end of the year and just thinking how to improve. But for me, it was really about how do we improve? How do we really get better at what we're doing? And one thing we haven't been doing ourselves either this year, besides internal company updates, is we haven't really been deliberately on a regular time-based cadence, letting our friends know what we're up to or letting people who we want their opinion on this stuff know what we're up to. Even if they don't like engage with it, we'd like them to know and see if that helps us out in any way. And I've seen it help the people that. So I think this is just the end of the year thing. That's probably why it's on your mind and my mind. I think we're the type of people that tend to want to improve every year. And end of the year is a good time to like reflect and think about it. So for us, it's just like we have friends, we have multiple products, and we know that at least the friends would be willing to read whatever we write and possibly give their input. So we wanted to start doing these updates for ourselves too. And I think that's why we were thinking about it. But you're right. It is something where if you're not forced to do it, you have to find a really good reason and see the value in doing it. Otherwise, it's just yet another thing that's like a chore.
Yeah. So let's maybe do this. Let's go through the list of different types of updates that you can send or different types of people that you can send updates to, and then what makes a good update. But I will say before we even jump to any of these two kind of more tactical, practical ways of thinking about it, I've been on updates of either individuals or startups for a variety of reasons. And one thing that they almost all have in common is that nobody survived like the 6 month mark, right? So meaning most of the kind of company updates that I was included in, either as an advisor or as a friend or in any other capacity, they started sending updates and they did it like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times max, and then they just stop. And so it makes me realize that being consistent with these updates is probably a really challenging thing, especially if there's no external force that is pressuring or forcing the company to send those updates. And then the second thing is that probably the way that most companies send out these updates is not structured in a way where they get enough help or feedback from them in a way that reinforces them to see the value in it and want to continue doing it, if that makes sense. So let's talk about those two things, one of the reasons why I haven't we haven't started sending updates to groups of people yet is because my thinking is before I start doing it, I need to commit that at least I'll do it for a year, because I don't want to just get started. I don't want to get started on a whim. If I do it, I need to think about like the types of people I want to include, the way I'm going to structure it in a way where me and the group can get some value out of it, and I can be very consistent with it. So I think consistency is like the top thing that comes to my mind when I think about these updates. But real quick, let's run through the different list of people that you could be updating as a startup or as a company, right? We have investors. That's the obvious one. If you have an advisory board, that's an obvious one. Friends, your community or your like friends and family might be, I'm not sure if that's the right circle, but there is a For us, we started a Facebook group recently that's like the Close IO Mafia, right? And it's like all kinds of people that worked in the company, that are friends of our company. And so over the years, you know, there's like a network of people that have either worked with us as contractors or full-time employees that are now doing other interesting, cool shit. And we want to keep all these people up to date with what's going on with us, and we want to hear what's going on with them. So how do you do that? So one person on the team took it upon himself to be like, you know, I'm going to start a little Facebook group and be posting updates in there and try to create a little community of alumni for the business. So, you know, people that have worked for your company or that are friends of your company in one way or another. Mentors, advisors, people that, operators, people that can give tactical advice or strategic advice because they've run companies, they are subject matter experts or something along those lines. So people that you update to get feedback on the progress of the overall company or get strategic feedback or tactical help with introductions or anything else. Those are the groups that I can think of that one could be sending kind of regular updates to.
Yeah, I think all those groups make sense. One I'd add is like, if you meet someone and they're helpful to you, you can always ask them if they should be added to the list. So I meet a lot of people and some people will just ask me, hey, I like what you had to say and your feedback on our business is great. Do you want to get our updates? No obligation to respond or anything, but I just love to keep you posted. So that's a little on the casual side, but like I found those to be valuable and a source where I know that the people I talk to, who I ask, when they ask me that, I ask them like, oh, do you do this often? Or he's like, yeah, when I meet someone, you know, maybe once a month I do this and I get someone new on the list because they were useful to me and had a perspective that I valued.
I love that. And this is also the I think, feedback to people that are seeking advice from mentors or from people they look up to or they think could be valuable to them is I always tell people when I chat with founders and I give some advice, I always tell them the worst thing that could happen now at the end of the conversation is I never hear from you again, right? That would be the most heartbreaking thing. We spent like 30 minutes, 20 minutes talking to each other. I got to know you a little bit better. I heard about your challenges. I offered some solutions. We're not this very positive place where you're like, yes, oh my God, this is an awesome approach. I'll try this. This is exciting. Worst thing that can happen is I never hear from you again, right? So please keep me up to date. Keep me in the loop. And the few people, most people don't do that, but the few people that do, they really stand out. And, you know, half a year, 2 years into the relationship, I have a guy that's been updating me for the past like 3 years. I feel like I love that guy and I feel like I really know him and I would do a lot to help him, right? Because he's taking me on a ride through all the highs and all the lows, and he's always kept me up to date and in the loop on his journey as an entrepreneur. And that makes me a lot more invested in him and his story than, there's like thousands of people I met 3 years ago that I've never heard of again. I don't know who these people are. If they send me an email today and they go, hey, Steli, it's been a while. Can you help me with X, Y, Z? I won't even remember who this person is. So keeping people up to date and in the loop is such a powerful relationship building tool I love that idea of that when you meet people that are valuable, just ask them if you can keep them up to date and add them to the list. That's killer. And then one other thing before I forget it, before we go into like what makes an update really great, I actually even have a friend who's doing this for personal reasons. I just realized this guy, Max, shout out to Max. Max, once a year in December, right? This is the month, sends an email to all his friends and whoever else is on the email, but it's like, it's a personal email. And it's basically like, hey, to all my friends out there in the world, here's what Max's year was like. You know, here's the cool shit that happened this year. We got another little baby. We moved. We have a new